Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell everyone personally about this program because everybody needs to hear it. This is about a very important, vital message. You listen, cocooning from the microphone here. It is 9 o'clock on the dot here on the program here with the one only DJ Butterfly Feces. Please get involved with the cause. Where are you? I haven't had any calls. We're here at 515-605-9709. That's 515-605-9709. And there's that pesky rule you have to dial a 1 first now. Like the 1 isn't implied. You know what? I ain't finished. This show is brought to you by Organic OK, the man who is going around on this trip trying to basically collectively help the unitary consciousness and get everybody to get involved in making the homeless community a community. Oh, and check out the singer Maya Harrison. You might have heard her in passing, but you know, I thought, yeah, nowadays we live in an area of a free download. Go online, listen to some of her stuff. Yeah. It's on the house. And you know what? If she decides to do a movie, maybe check it out. I mean, come on. You're getting enough of her for free already. All right, okay. If you're just tuning in, dang, you better not be. I was living this long, basically, unexamined life in my hometown of McKinleyville, California. Look, I got nothing but love, okay? But, you know, it doesn't matter. Spending too much time in the same place, in the same space, and when there's a whole other world that hasn't really been discovered. I heard about the rest of the world. But you know something? You can hear something and know it exists, but if you haven't really experienced it, everybody else was going off in life and taking the journey, decided to damn the torpedoes and just sail full steam ahead, and what happens? What happens? I felt the world passing me by. I wanted to do something. I needed to do something. I had to do something. Something. So guess what? I did. I was on a Blog Talk Radio show like this one. It's why I was called DJ Butterfly Feces. Except, you see, I wasn't a traditional DJ. Anybody can push a button that plays songs. No. I was doing editorials like I'm doing right now. And here's the thing, I was going all around whatever. I was talking about a serious, conscious, sensitive life. It's be examined. But guess what? Nobody's listening. Nobody was caring. Here's the thing. It wasn't working. I had a big fall with my parents. I left the house. They wanted me to get a job. Where were their jobs? I was basically kicked out. I'd become a member officially of the homeless. And a sheer fluke. Now, this is actually a fluke. This is a stroke. But the very night that happened, I happened to be walking through our woods of McKinleyville, where we have our nine rivers, our waterfall. And I came across Organic OK, somebody who was going around with a band of people. You know, he was funding all this, all his cars, all his RV, whatever, a convoy, helping the community. See, he's a wealthy entrepreneur, philanthropist who's going around trying to make the world a better place. He's trying to start something. He was starting something. Start something with me. He asked me to join him. I said yes. What was I going to do? What else? So I joined him. Went all over. Now, basically, healing the homeless, helping the homeless. Not just trying to give them a place to so much whatever, but basically trying to do something. Now, previously in our latter couple of episodes, where do I begin? It was what was it? Oh, yeah. It was Norfolk, Virginia. We had just been there, whatever, and now we were driving off. Now, I knew better basically to ask him, are we there yet or where are we going? I learned to just kick back. That was part of the fun. And before I knew it, there we were. We were in, back in California. Now, see, he basically got a little bit mad. He was always basically threatening to take me right back where he found me, see, on that street and whatever, and just, you know, good luck. If I didn't basically help just a little bit more, because... But the thing was, I always was. You gotta understand something. It wasn't always so easy. You know what I'm talking about. You see, when you go around trying to help and heal the homeless, and it's one thing when you don't have any money, but when nobody else around you has money, the whole world, when you got no money, it's like the whole dang world wants to remind you you're broke. And it hates that. And when nobody's around you, the whole city got no money, well, things really start to suck. But we had done some good. I was getting anxious. Go with the flow, Joe. Whatever, ho. But here's the thing. There we were. We were in Sacramento. Now, you got to remember something. Whenever we went to, like, any the place, whatever, I try to remember what I knew in school, and I mostly relied on what stereotypes had told me. But there weren't a lot of stereotypes about Sacramento. You know, it's the capital of California. It's the biggest city, more so than Los Angeles or, you know, see, what else is a big city? We get the idea. More than San Francisco, that's a good example. San Francisco or basically L.A., this is big. It's the biggest city. So I knew they were the biggest homeless problem. We pulled into a special place. This place was a little bit special. It was, well, it was a shanty town. What am I saying? It's not so special. Haven't we seen them everywhere? Everybody's going camping now. And that's what basically... Organic Volcanoes bros were basically doing when they first caught me. Now, the thing is, I don't know. You know, as I showed up to the shanty town, Organic Volcanoes said, dude, remember, help them. Even if it seems like it ain't just about basically trying to give them a tent or just a car to live in or just trying to basically put a little bit of food in them today, help them. What was I to do? I looked around. I sat down, and I realized something. I was going around basically asking for them to, you know, contribute, whatever, something. Why don't I just listen? Listen. So I sat down. Waiting for them to tell me something. They all tell me very much the same story, dude. One day they were kicked out of work, kicked out of home, and they didn't have anywhere else to turn. They were basically part of a generation that told them, study hard, work hard, go to college. Really keep your nose to that grindstone, and you know what? You'll prosper. There is job security. And by the dang time they had joined the race, it was too late. That was gone. That's what I could do to help. They didn't just say... they asked for money, really, at some point. But the key was, I just decided to sit back and just listen. Listen. That's what I did. You know, it's funny. Once in a while, they do just want to tell you their story. And that's all. Have you noticed that? Doesn't cost you a dang dime. See? Just listen to their story. You know, like those guys at the bar who basically want to tell you how things are hard and why they're drinking a little bit more than just for fun tonight. And how they realize they're just a few steps away from being on that street. I personally came across this one woman who told me. I sat down, she looked me in the eyes, and she said, "How did you get here? Are you from Sacramento?" I told him I was a guy who was going around trying to help the homeless and whatever. "Oh, good. How are you going to help us?" Dang, how was I going to help them? Now, this was a trial. This was a chore. This was a task. I said, "Tell me how you got here." She told me that basically she had a family somewhere that she couldn't track down. They could be somewhere. Maybe she could find them. She'd find a place. And you know, you always feel like when somebody throws them out of the street, out of work, they basically just tell, "Let me just help you find your family real quick as a last word." Doesn't it seem like they should do that? Before they decide to say, even though you're willing to work hard, even though you've been a loyal employee and there's no security and whatnot, even so, you know what? We're just going to, just for fun, let's basically try to make sure you can find your family. Do they have any family, anybody to stay with? What are they going to do? She said, this woman, she mentioned, she was basically on that street. And really, she was assaulted. She was jumped. Someone basically mugged her for her purse. Dang, it's getting worse. She said, "In a way, I have a family, them. These people look after me. They take care of me. You haven't had a cigarette on you?" Once again, I did the whole routine, schmuck hat in hand. I was the one who was asking everybody maybe to pick up some of this garbage and whatever, and whatever, so the place could be just a little nicer. I didn't get a lot of support. I think one guy threw something at me. I understand. Because once again, I mean, look, people, I'm trying to vary this story a little bit, but the thing is, in a lot of these seasons, I got the same response. Why should they do this? Why should they give to the system that is done to them? Are they going to reward them for this work? Someone said, no, listen. If we clean up the city for the city, guess what? The people who basically do that professionally, have a job, get a paycheck for doing that, they're going to have anything to do. They're going to throw them out of work. They'll be on here in the street with us. I don't know what to do. So I basically just started just picking up garbage and trash myself. One guy threw basically an empty paper cup in front of me and said, "Pick that up too." They all laughed. Once again, I kind of understood. Dang. I was going up and down, up. And I went to Organic OK and I said, "How do I help the good people of Sacramento see that they got to help?" And Organic OK looked me in the eye and said, "Tell your stories. Tell everything you did." Here's the thing. Guess what? I told them my stories. I told them about the romances I found. I told about the woman that died on the street right in front of me. I told them basically about how I had heard and seen people freezing to death. And I told them about how not enough communities are helping each other. And I sat down basically. I got a fire going. In that big community, we all talked. We all talked about it. We all talked up and down. We talked. In a way, it helped. Really. And I asked them, I went there, basically saying, "Tell me, What do you think it would take to, what's the word I'm looking for, help this community somewhat, make things just a little bit better? One of them said, how about some money? He smiled. 15 minutes here on the program, cocooning from the microphone, 915, with DJ Butterfly Feces. Once again, get involved with the cause. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. The program is brought to you by Organic OK. Organic OK. The one, the only. Guy who's running around helping, doing all this. Oh, and also check out Maya Harrison. She got a website. You know, she actually sells liquor on the thing. She got a bottle of wine. Check out her website. She's going around still touring, doing all whatever around these cities herself. I finally got a few people to help me. One of the things that helped me was I just asked them what their story was. And they told we all picked up trash personally. Whatever. We all picked up. I started to whistle while I worked. They didn't like that. But actually, you know what? We all started cheering and having fun. And you see, that's the thing. People who are basically working in an office, they don't whistle. They're not happy. They're tirelessly toiling because they're basically afraid any second right now one of them is going to get fired and then be out on the street too. We were enjoying all this. We're smiling, basically. We have this cheer, this light, this song in our heart. I remember I asked one of them, I said, what are you most proud of? And he said, I didn't say die. I had to pound them. They didn't give up. Honestly. I know so many people who gave up. You know, there's so many survivors on the street. Whatever. And I was surrounded by a lot of them. They basically said, look, I got a little trick for everybody. I came up with a little bit of an idea. Now, listen. I taught them how to basically try a little transcendental meditation, a little bit of breathing, eyes closing, deep, slow, relaxed, and whatever was going to take off a lot of that stress. We all did it together. I tried to get everybody really in the Sacramento, the vagrancy, whatever, to all basically shake hands and learn each other's names, to all hear each other's story. You see, I if I did that, they'd be like family by default, you know? It's like kids at those schools for screwed up kids, you know? Really. To put them all basically in one room and they're family by default. They got to like each other. They got to know each other. It's each other or nothing. They got to be friends. No way around it. And dang, it really did start to work. Everybody was telling their stories. Everybody was listening to everybody else. Of course, I found the usual war veterans, but I also basically heard stories about people who basically, one woman who became a widow. No, this one woman. She was where she lost her husband, lost her means of survival. But Social Security was not there in her time of need. That investing, whatever, all that was just... Essentially, that kind of thing had been there. What had happened? Now, once again, it's all about Sacramento. Now, Sacramento, it's got the biggest population. So, therefore, by definition, it's going to have the biggest homeless population. People in the shanty town had gotten out of it on location and had basically gotten to other areas of Sacramento and shaking hands with the other homeless. They all knew each other. I had done it. That's something. Once again. And you know what? We did pick up some trash at the same time. A few people smiled and waved their hands at us and gave that congratulatory, appreciative look. It was a good feeling. I made a difference. I went over to basically organic. You keep saying you're not going to do it. You keep saying it ain't going to happen. You keep saying you can't pull it off, and every single time, and then you do. That's what you were put on this earth. That's what you were meant to do. You tell them your name? I told them the moniker you gave me, DJ Butterfly Feces. At first, they all made those weird faces, but I explained your whole story. I did. And I did. What did I do? I don't know. I don't know. Dude, just keep making a difference, okay? Pretty soon the answer is going to come. It's going to come to you. It's going to come to all of us. It's going to hit us like a brick dang wall. You're making a difference. You made it better. They carried the message to me, but I want to make sure they all carried the message to each other. Once again, all the people from the shanty town, I said, see, now, in regular neighborhoods, people tend to get scared when they see somebody who's not from the neighborhood. No, I want the homeless community, I want us to be different that way, you know? You're all on the streets. You guys should all know each other, not just people in your community. Defend your community a little bit more. Branch it out. Everything should extend, syndicate almost. And before you know it, you know something? It'll be trans-city. People who are on the street got the information, internet, texting thing with their phone and whatnot. We should be able to communicate. Same way. What else to say? What else can be said? I started to walk around Sacramento and thinking, as homes will tell me, what's special about Sacramento? What is it? It's California's capital. The biggest city. There's the most of us. We actually already do know a lot of other homeless people because, you know, we're all in this together. I was touched that he said that, but I got the feeling he might not have said that and meant it as much if I hadn't shown up. That was something. It was totally something. What to do? I remember asking him, what do you think? What do you feel? He said, I think you're doing the Lord's work. I think this is only getting better. It's a little bit of garbage, and you know what? You got a few more people in Sacramento to extend a little bit. We didn't do more than that. I said, what, tell me something. Before we do go, I asked, what kind of space do you think all these people could live in? I know Sacramento's a big city. It's got to be populated and whatever. There should be different homes and whatnot and whatever. But where could they live for now? These tents are all right. Let's find a way to make sure they get a few more tents. Another car, another something. thought a lot about that. Remember what we've been doing other places, and you know, I remember really thinking, if I could, with this money, I wish we could basically just buy every single homeless person a trailer. Even if it's not in a park. No, I said that before, but it's a golden dream, isn't it? That's what everyone needs, a trailer to live in, a trailer and a tent. I always got the feeling they'd be set for life more than anybody in any apartment or whatever. Sacramento. It was beautiful. I basically spent some of my time just walking around, looking at everything. And I began to ask, are you making sure you're doing something basically in the way for the homeless every day? I know a lot of times basically you hear a lot of the cold-blooded people, every single person that has said a time in their life, you can't save everybody. It's a battle. We can't save everybody. Nature is thinning out the herd. It is natural selection. What can we do? Not just let people die, but make a little less people. Not have so many kids. Try to grow some more food. There are a lot of dang fields or farm stuff. Whatever. I don't know. I wanted to basically, I wanted something special. So before I went, I basically found two homeless people in Sacramento who once again could not get a tent their own. And I basically said, I think I'm about to do something for you. Let me go ask. And on winged feet, I ran. I practically flew over to Organic and said, can they join the mission too? All right, man, it's cool, but just know something, man. We can't keep basically taking everybody, you know. You can't keep everybody aboard, or a lot of people on this trip and whatever. But if they're going to basically, they've got to hustle. And they will. They just want the opportunity to work. Okay, but if they're not willing to help with the mission, the message, carry the message of what, whatever, they're gone. Think they got it? I think so. Because we're going to find out, aren't we? You've been listening to DJ Butterfly Feces cocooning from the microphone here. The show is brought to you by Organic OK. Now remember, there are homeless people out there, and it kind of needs to stop being that way. Something needs to be done for the cause. Please, do something. Ever since you know something you can do, do it. The show is... This is brought to you by Organic OK, who's still going out there pushing it, as am I. And Maya Harrison, singer, you know what? You can only listen to her music for free, but why don't you check out one of her concerts? She's still touring around, going all over the world, spreading the message. Thank you for listening. Thank you. And good night.